the Gemara says on base, the Gemara says that we have the Lashon Negicha and Negifa. And the Gemara says, Pasach ben Negifa, Vesir ben Negicha. Laim lecha zui Negifa, zui Negicha. So Gemara says, Maishna gabi adam dechsev ki igach, Maishna gabi vema dechsev ki igoif. Adam dis le mazla, ksev ki igach, behema de les le mazla, ksev ki igoif. So Gemara says that what? That the lashon ki igach, we can use it if you want. Sure, yeah, we have one. Fine. The Gemara says that the lashon ki yigach, right, is by Adam, ki yigoyf is by Bam. Really, yigach and yigoyf mean the same thing. What does mazel have to do with anything here? What does mazel have to do with anything? So Rashi brings two pshatim down. Rashi says two pshatim over here. Rashi says one pshat that a human being knows how to protect himself. So it's harder to hurt a person than an animal, which was talking about the nature of a person is to protect himself. That's the nature of a person is to protect himself. That's the first shot. Second shot is that a person has a mazel from Shemayim. Not that he's protecting himself, but he has a mazel from Shemayim. And therefore you can't kill a person if he's not supposed to die. And therefore it's harder to kill a person. What?
Unless you're very hard, then you
can kill a person unless he's supposed to die. That's Ashkacha Pratis, right? We believe this Ashkacha Pratis. By behemoths, there's Ashkacha Claws. By people, there's Ashkacha Pratis.
Yeah, but why is it harder for a person to die? Either it's easier or it's impossible.
Correct, that's what makes it harder, means makes it less of a percentage. Behemoth, I could kill. As long as that min, right? That species exists, I could kill out all the elephants except for three elephants, that's fine. But people, each person has to exist as long as he has to exist. So it's harder to kill a person than to kill an animal. Those are the two pshatim that Rashi's bringing down. Now, is there an nafkamina between these two pshatim? What would the nafkamina be between these two pshatim?
Cripple.
A cripple. What?
Cripple.
Cripple, or maybe someone sleeping, or a guy doesn't have mazel, you say? So then there's not enough for me because he protects himself, you say? How about Nizokin, Nezek, right? So if it's a din in the first shot where it's we're talking about over here of I think we're saying over here enough kamina linya nizakin. Let's say you have a muid lahazik behema. Is there a muid lahazik adam? Is a muid lahazik behema or muid lahazik adam? I think what's this milzak of ochikam ashvan? The mu'ud lahazik behema is not mu'ud lahazik adam. So what about nizakin? The gabe nizakin. So according to the first pshat Rashi, there's no chili between nizakin and misa. He has das lishma as atzma, the watch over his guf. That's the vart of the first lashon. So it makes no difference whether it's nizikin or misa. He protects himself. So whether it's Miso or Nizokin, Mu'ud Lebeim is not a Mu'ud Lebeim. According to the second Lashon, what's the Lashon of Rashi? Ve'enei noyach lahamisoi. But the Mazik, that I could be Mazikin. Maybe. So according to the second Lashon, the reason why a person is more chomer than a Behema is because of Ve'enei noyach lahamisoi. And that's where the Gilyan Reb Kivager is Mas, right? I mean, that's a chari word, Kivager. Kivager is mitzayin over here. He says, look at Masech the Shabbos, Nungimah Mebeid Rashi the Ramascha Masla. What does it say over there? You looked it up? What does it say?
Malach.
A Malach is Melitz on him that he shouldn't die. Right? But it doesn't say Behezik. So Behezik, we could say, that this doesn't apply to Ezekim, it's a Nizik. And by Nizik, if it's a Mu'udah pain, will be Mu'udah the Adam according to this. Another Nafkamina, like the Nafkaminas you mentioned. You have someone who's sleeping, someone who's crippled, things like that. A Kapanim, that's the Nafkamina. You go on to the next Rashi, Agav Ochi Kamash Malon. Rashi over there talks about Misa. He gives examples of Misa, where Mu Laharagis Adam, Laharagis Adam. Kivega again is bothered. Why are you talking about Hariga? What about Nezikin, Frekto of Kivega? One possible teretz is that this Rashi Masagavo, Vagavo Chikumashlon, is going in the second Lashon of the Rashi before. And that's what he talks about. Misa and not Nizakim. Okay, this is just an interesting shtick. Fine. So Gemara does say over here, Mil Sagav Ochi Kamashlan, the mood la Adam, have a mood of Behema. If the animal is a mood to Adam, then it remains also a mood for Behema. Mood of Behema, la heavy mood la Adam. It's not a mood la Adam. Now, there's the Gemara on the Mem Aleph of an Aleph, where over there the Gemara says, this with a tmiya. It says the same thing, but in a lashon tmiya. And without the Rambam, things would be very simple. The Rambam makes things a little more complicated over there. The Rambam in Nizkim Mami Perik Vav Alachaches, he passes that a mood la Adam is not a mood of the Behema. A mood for Ketanim is not for Gdalim. A Minoy is not a mood for Shani Minoy. Shabbosa is not for Chol. In other words, the side that comes out of the Rambam, Perek Vav Alachaches, is that you're not a mu'id unless you are for sure a mu'id. I have to be for sure a mu'id. The Rambam makes it very hard to become a mu'id. A tam, unless for sure a mu'id. You're always a tam unless you're for sure a mu'id. Unlike our Gemara, which is mashma, that you could be a mu'id from one to the next. And if we take a look in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, seems like he's passing differently over there. So this is where the trouble comes. The Rambam over there in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel says, how can you have a shor mu'id for killing people? It's supposed to get skila ready after the first time. So Rambam gives a few cases over there. Mag Mishnah, Shver the Rambam, he is from our Sugya, Kashman Roshainis, he is Kasharim. Kesem Mishnah says that there's a difference between Mazik, right? You saw the Kesem Mishnah says the difference between Mazik and Misa. Then in Perek Vav, we're talking about Mazik, where there's an injury. Over there, we're going to say, Mu'ud la'adam ain't the Behema. Behema ain't the Adam. When it comes to Mazik, then a Mu'ud la'adam is not for Behema, Behema is not for Adam. But when it comes to killing, which is Perek Yud, over there we can say Mula Be'ema is a Mula Adam. What's the chilek to Mazik and Hariga? Why would there be a difference? Yeah, what would you say? Why would there be a difference? Offhand, what would the difference be?
What's a killing? Might be nefesh.
What's a killing? What does that mean? So why by Mazik do you understand it? What's the difference? If we view him as a mu'id, then he was mu'id. Mu'id means that now that he did three acts, we have to our level of shmir goes up. We have to watch him better. That's what it means.
A person is scared.
So why by Mazik he's not scared?
But Mazik is scared.
Oh, so why Barig is not scared?
Well, it's killing. It's the mood of killing.
You made him into like an Adam now, just now. You das, the chalik, this, that. It sounds strange, no? What?
Only
what do you say?
Become
an animal therapist one day.
Works.
Do they have that yet?
Probably,
yeah. That's true. Okay. So the Granat wants to tell us a Mardik Echidish Which brings us back to the Shtickel Torah we spoke about many times already. So the Granat says, we have to clear the chakira, the old time chakira. Why does the owner pay when an animal is mazik? Well, we have two choices. Either because mimoine hamazik or he's peshay in the shmira. According to the Rambam, what do we say? Mimoine hamazik. According to the Torah, we said shmira. But according to the Rambam, we said mimoine hamazik. The Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin says, if let's say Bezdin Paskin, your behemoth is a muet, and then my muet goes, Bezdin Paskin, your behemoth is a muet, and my mu'ud goes and kills a person, I'm chayiv kaifer. Kaifer. Right? What's kaifer? I need a kapara. So I'm chayiv to pay because I need a kapara, therefore I pay. Let's say I have a case as follows. Let's say Bezdin Paskin that my animal's a mu'ud. Now it went and killed a person. I'm chayiv and kaifer. Then Bezdin realized they made a mistake. That animal that they paskined on, that's a mu'ud, really was not a mu'ud. Let's say the Edom became Zaymimim, whatever happened. Right? The Edom became, we lost the Edom. So it came out that it wasn't a mu'ud. And my pater or chayef to pay kaifer. Pashas, I would say pater, because the ma'aseh was not a mu'ud. Kaifer is a din in a mu'ud. Yet, many Rishonim hold, I'm chayiv and kaifer. Why? Why am I chayiv and kaifer? And one of those Rishonim is the Rambam. Rambam holds, I'm chayiv and kaifer. Right, you hear what happened? Mu'ud is chayiv and kaifer. This mu'ud was a mistake. Bezdin made a mistake when they passed that's a mu'ud. Why am I chayiv and kaifer? Says Rav Naftali Trop, because according to the Rambam, I'm chayiv to pay because memoine amazik. That is true. But kaifer is an exception to the din of memoine amazik. Why is it an exception? Because there's a man that holds kufra kapara. There's a man that holds. The reason why I pay kaifer when my animal kills a person is because I need a kapara. Me and the Baalim need a kapara. When my mama is mazik someone else, I have to pay because he got damaged. His chefze got damaged. So I need to pay him for his my mama went and damaged his chefze. So I need to pay for what got damaged. But when my animal goes and kills someone, I need a kapara. Therefore, kaifer is an exception to memoine amazik. And therefore, right, the halacha is kufra kapar. We don't go bust the shavis of the nizik. It's a knas min haTorah. It's a knas. It's a knas min haTorah. So therefore, says the Granat, kaifer is a pshi and the shmira. So even though the Rambam is the shita of memoina mazik, the yechayv because your mommy was mazik, when it comes to kaifer, that's a din of pshi and shmira. It's a din of pshi and shmira. Therefore, the Gemara on Lam Zayin is understood. Bezdin Paskin that he's a mu'ud. What does that mean? Bezdin's Paskin, you need to upgrade your Shmira that it doesn't kill a person. So in a Chanami, we found that if there was a toss of sack, but Lamaisa was chal on you, a chiv to upgrade your Shmira to make sure it doesn't kill a person, and you did not watch him properly. So you need a kapara for not watching him properly. So it is a unique din to an animal that kills a person. Okay, yeah. So now let's go on to the next case. I have 10 shvarim. I have 10 oxen, you say? 10, and one of them jumps back in, right? One of them became a sharmuid. And he jumps back into the corral, and he's mixed with my other 10. Now I have 11 there, and I do not know which one is the mu'ud. I cannot tell which one's the mu'ud. Right? I start off with 10, plus one that's a mu'ud. Mu'ud jumps back in. I don't know which one's the mu'ud. What? What do you say?
You have to watch all of them.
Why would I have to do that? The Rambam paskins, like you just said, I'm a choyv to watch all 11. And if one of them kills, I understand why you have to watch all of them, because one of them is a mu'at. But the chiddush is that if one of them kills someone, I'm chayv and kapara, and kaifer. Why? I should be able to say, I'm a yitzvah chavayel of araya. Again, like you said, that the Rambam, this is the Malay Haroyim. The Malay Haroyim that Rabbi Naftali Trump quotes. The Malay Haroyim says, because even if you will find out later that the one that killed was really not the mu'id, that's by mazik is a din on the animal. So we look at the animal. Is it a tam or mu'id? But by kaifa, we don't care if this animal is really a tam or mu'id. We look on the bailim. What was the din of the bailim? The bailim was supposed to watch this animal, and they didn't watch the animal. When is he supposed to watch it? By killing. So because you had a chiv shmira, the same shmira that you were supposed to do if it's a real mu'ud to if it's not a real mu'ud, is it's mechayiv you that kaifa. And that's the chayra. Again, he doesn't say it, but I would assume that that's what the Kesef Mishnah meant. We didn't understand what's the Kesef Mishnah's chiluk between mazik and hariga. What is the difference? So this does look at the difference. Now, there's an inch. Yeah.
What's the
difference here? Difference is it a din in moinai mazik or is it a din in shmira? If it's a din in moinai, so I have to know that my mummy was mazik. I don't know. Maybe it was the time, maybe it was the mood. Somebody's a chavel right. But if it's a din shmira, as long as I have a chiv shmira, which is what Bezdin paskened on me, and I lacked in my shmira, now I need a kaparu, because I didn't watch it properly, it killed.
But this would be a question of the kibbutz of the karnu.
Yeah.
The very shanada, like it's because of mazik or music.
Oh, it's a yeah?
Sure,
Bashir the Kabbalah.
Okay.
When
it comes to
Makhlaq,
it should be smaller. And,
we're going now with the halach that's Kufra Kapara. That's where the Rambam passes. Okay, now, this, just as a marshal to this, let's say I caused Misa to someone else. I didn't kill the person, but I caused it. I'll give you an example. Reuven sent Shimon not to kill someone. Reuven sent Shimon to do a shlichus for him, to deliver a letter. On the way, Shimon ended up killing someone. Reuven needs to do tshuva. He needs a kapara. Because he was involved in a hariga, even though he didn't send him to kill him. He didn't do the hariga. There are many tshuvas written about this. Different tshuvas written. It's the tshuvas Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer talks about someone fainted in my house. Right? Let's say Reuven fainted in someone's house. And the Chassam Sefer is talking about over there that the refuah was to pour water down his mouth. To pour water in his mouth. And instead of water, someone poured kerosene. And it was not a pshia. So he ran and got the bottle of water, and inside the bottle of water was kerosene. And obviously he died. So over here, one second. Everything was out of good intention to save the person. So why would you need kapara? Right? So the Chassam Sefer says, the person who's being oisik in the atzala, hitaka doesn't need. Meet their shus, the rifle, raf oisik, and even if he ends up killing the person, he's pata. But the owner of the house, something happened over here in your house with your water that was kerosene. You need a kapara. So you see from here that when it comes to kapara fariga, even though it was the wrong animal, wasn't the mu'ud animal, but if I have any shaykhs to them, Misa, then already I'm guilty. And I need a kapara. Okay, now I want to go back to Taisvis. I want to go to Taisvis. Taisvis over here So what's bothering Tosis? Tosis bothered with two problems. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, Mula Adam have you Mula Behema? Mula Behema, Loi have you Mula Adam. Why is Mula Adam have you Mula Behema? Kamash Malan, Mula Adam have you Mula Behema. Kamash Malan, according to our Papa, that's Pashim. The Papa holds that in order to be a Mood, you have to be a Mood on that Min. We don't even say from Shar to Chamar. We don't say from Chamar to Gamal. Has to be that Min. So it's Pashim. According to our Papa, there's no chiddush. And number two is Shver, the second part. Mu'ud the Behemala, Hebe Mu'ud, and why? So the Gemara is because of Mazla. According to our Papa, I don't need Mazla. According to our Papa, Vaita, it's Min to Min. So according to our Papa, both of these Nakudas are Shver. So Taisa says, Hainu Dafka Shenagach Gimel Bnei Adam, Dibahachi Lehefi Mu'ud the Behemala. That's Dafka Worms Nagach 3 B'nei Adam. That's when we're going to say that it's not a Mu'ud the Behema according to our Papa. Ava Nagach Adam Shar B'chamar, Devi Mi Gimel Minim, Evi Mu'ud Lakol. It's a Mu'ud to everything. Now, one second. What does this mean? It's a Mu'ud to everything. Mu'ud to Adam also, kill the Shar. Chamar, and now it becomes a mood lakol. Pashtus means lakol means to everything, to behemoth and to Adam. I thought mood the behema is loyavi mood la Adam. He only killed one Adam. Adam to behema, I understand. Okay, so we say it's mood to behemoth. And if you take a look at the Nimuke Yosef, Shem the Ramah. Look over here in the back, the Nimuke Yosef. In this print, everyone has different prints. In the old ones, Yechesam Beis and the Dapir Rif. This one, it's on page Nun Aleph. Nun Aleph. Over here, I think I have a different Yisvada also. I don't know, maybe it's the same. It's on page Nun Aleph on the right side. It says, middle it says, Miu Kosova Ramazal. Miu Kosova Ramazal, the Hani Milichomin Yabahimas Vachayas. That which we say that now it's a Mu'ud Lakol, that's only for Behemas Chayas. Abu La Adam, the Isle Mazla, Vaoy, the Ksibai Krom, Arachim Chitrim Yia, Loi Nat. But feel like it's every Adam Chaninayu. You go in the Nagach Shar Chamar Adam. Loi Mitzdarf and Nigi Chois Blevi Mula Adam. Like Abi Adam, Kichad and Nigi Chagrei Dasa Adam. The Ramah says Mefurish that in this case of Adam Chamar Shar, it's a move for Behemoth, but not for Adam. On the side over here, Ois Dalet and Agois Vitzionim, quoting a Maram. Tarchion, the Tais Breish Machilton, Bezam, Bezam Mascho Milsa, Shekaz Vashom Lechad Tirit, Nagach Adam Shar Bechamar, Devi Mishloish Aminin, Huid Lakol, Omashma Fil Adam, Vitzarech Iun. Tarchi. So the Ramah says clearly that he's not a mood for Adam. The Maram understood in Tais is that he's also a mood for Adam. And he says, Vitzarechion, because the Ramah has a good taina. Good taina, why should he be mu'ud la'adam? Rabbi, in the Piskei Tosfos also says like the Ramah. Piskei Tosfos says, hey. Rabbeinu Peretz says, mefurish, davka l'chol be'emes, that's why I put on the sheet. Davka l'chol be'emes, not la'adam. Therefore, nearly, that's what Tosfos meant also. I think it's too shver to say that Tosfos meant that he becomes a mood to Adam. We meant lakol, meant lakol behemoth.
So why are we throwing it to Megach Adam?
What?
Why are we throwing it to Megach Adam?
The chiddush, that even though one of them was Adam, it only becomes a mood for behemoth. Even according to our papa, going even to our papa, it's a big chiddush.
It's the same when the Gemara says mood, Adam, know what other means 1% to animal.
I don't know if the Gemara meant that, but for a papa we'll say that. Yeah. For a Svid, we don't have to say that, but for a papa, yeah.
And does it mean that the other means it will be more throughout them?
What? It doesn't make sense. I mean, if you can be mazit to me, I'm happy. But I don't understand the Svara. I see a Rama that says not like that. I see a Piskidais that says not like that. And I see a Rabbein Peretz that says not like that. And I see a Gillian all supporting Shittim and Metz not like that. So I have a hard time believing that it meant that. Okay, I'm not changing any Gerses. I'm just touching that word. Ramesh could change a Gers. I can't. But I could touch a word differently than we thought.
So the house just answering Papa.
Then such a case is more for all Bamus. Not
father. Trying to explain how to move the other as well.
What?
Are we trying to explain how you can
move the other? The next case. It says, Avnaga Shor Chamavagam, a loy heavy muladim. That's what we're trying to. Avgav the Lechobeim heavy mud, a filler of papa. Still, it's not muladim. But we had two kashas according to our papa. Kasha number one was, what's the chiddish of muad laadam heavy mud the behema? Teretz is when it's talking about a case, like you pointed out, talking about a case where it was Nagach Adam Shar Chamar, it's more for all behemoths. Adam Mula Adam Heavy Mula Behema is was the Chesh going to our papa? Doesn't really answer that so clearly. But the second one, Mula Behemla Heavy Mula Adam, coming on to Mazel to explain why, even though it became a mood for all behemoths, still, it's not mulata. At least that part we answered. Okay, then Tosfos brings out a second teretz over here. But Rav Rabbeinu Menachem Pirish, the Hachi Kama mulatam shayim mulachol, chasa bay mi behema, now became not a mood for behema. V'nish amul laata, having mul the behema, the chazar the behema lav chazar he, ava mul lachol. So Rabbeinu Menachem's learning, it's a din of chazara. If it's right, which I have a harder time with Rabbeinu Menachem's teretz in the Gemara than the first teretz. You're right, the first teretz also we have to push a little. But the Gemara is not talking about chazara at all. Where's in Merum is anything about Chazara? He made up a whole new case. And it's also so strange, because it comes out, Rizvi learned the Chiddush one way, you can read the Gemara one way according to Rizvi, and a second way according to Rapapa. One's talking about the Din Hada becoming a Muid, and one's talking about where it's the Din of Chazara. It's like, it's strange. And why also in the first case is it not enough of a chazar for behemah at least? The whole thing needs hesber. Okay, so hopefully either morning said or second said we'll get to the sugyas of Tam and Muad. We'll have to come back to this Tosfos and understand better what Rav Menachem is being mechadish up here, but that's the Ha'ara on Tosfos which we have to keep in mind. Okay, now I just want to point out a introduction to the next piece of Gemara, which I think the Adam should start already, Mitz Shem tomorrow. Yeah, are you holding my starting the next Gemara? So the Gemara is now going to go on and ask, Neshicha is Neshicha a told of Karen or it's a told of Shane? Rebitza and Beita, told of Regal or Shane? Or Karen? Because we made an assumption that it's a told of Karen. The Gemara is going to have a hard time with that. I want to know, when the Gemara is in their Kasha, the Gemara is going to say, Neshicha told the Shane, Neshicha told the Shani, Revita Beita told the Regali. Why? Why should I assume that it's Shane more than Karen? why would I assume that's regal more than character? You know, so again, characteristic. What's making the shicha that the Gemara is being matzmi'a over here and saying, why are you counting it as keren? It should be neshicha, it should be shein. We're talking about a neshicha, which is kavanas ilahazik. L'chayr. If it's kavanas ilahazik, so then it's not shein. So you tell me that that's what the Gemara answers. That's the Gemara's teretz. They said, what was the hapamina? So we have to figure out what was the hapamina of the Gemara over here, and I think it's important hapaminas. And I also want you to keep your eyes open to, I mean, give our Maram comes tomorrow, Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rashba, in the hapamina, how much are you chayv? Assuming it is a told of shein, or assuming it's a told of regal, is it chayv chatzi nezik or nezik shalom? Those are two auras. The first aura is what's the Gemara's hafamina that should be shein or regal? And the second aura is, and if it is a told of shein like the hafamina, are we saying that the din tashlumim is nezik shalom or chatzi nezik? Which one of those two are we saying over here? So for that, we're going to see the Rishonim that discuss this. What would you say? We're saying the Havmir that was saying that the Havmir that the Gemara wants to say that the Shicha is Shein. What would you say in your mind? Should be Chayav Nezik Shalim or Chatzim Nezik? What would you say?
Shein
is perfect. Should be Nezik Shalim, right? If it's Orchid. But obviously we're talking about not Shein, we're talking about Neshicha, which is not Orchid. Right? Shein is Orchid. But if this is a regular case of Shein, that's not told to Shein, then Shein. Somebody was talking about Neshicha, where it bit something with its teeth, and it was not Parano. So maybe it should be Chatzinet. But where do you find the Shein Chatzinet? Right? You find Shein as Nezik Shalom. But do we ever find Shein in Chatzinet? Okay. And it takes us back to a different discussion we had with Hashem. And I know I'm ending early because I didn't realize that we were going to end early, but we can go back and we can continue the sigya. So who didn't see the granitis, I see it now, so tomorrow we can start the next tomorrow. Okay?